आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। ऑल प्रेपरेशंस आर इन प्लेस फॉर द फाइनल फेज ऑफ लोकसभा इलेक्शंस टेकिंग प्लेस टुमारो। हासन एमपी प्रज्वल रेवन्ना अरेस्टेड इन बेंगलुरु ऑन चार्जेस ऑफ सेक्सुअल अब्यूज। In Chhattisgarh, security forces arrest 16 Maoists from different parts of Bijapur district. Flash flood continues to wreak havoc in Manipur. And in boxing, India's Ankushita Boro entered the quarterfinals in Bangkok. The polling stage for Lok Sabha elections is reaching its completion as the seventh and final phase of elections begins tomorrow in 57 Lok Sabha constituencies across 8 states and a union territories. In this phase, 13 Lok Sabha seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats in Punjab, 19 seats in West Bengal, 8 seats in Bihar, 6 seats in Odisha, 4 seats in Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Chandigarh will go to polls. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. Political fate of prominent leaders, including senior BJP leaders Narendra Modi and Anurag Singh Thakur, and Congress leader Vikramaditya Singh, as well as TMC leader Abhishek Banerjee, will be sealed in the EVMs. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and transparent voting in these areas. Basic facilities ranging from shade, drinking water, ramps, toilets, wheelchairs to electricity will be in place to ensure that every voter, including elderly and persons with disabilities, can cast their vote with ease. State Chief Electoral Officer, District Election Officers and State Machineries have been advised to take adequate measures to manage hot weather conditions. Security has also been beefed up in the polling areas to avoid any untoward incident and ensure free and fair polls. Talking to Akashwani News, Himachal CEO Manish Garg said,
1st जून को जो हिमाचल में चुनाव है उसके लिए समस्त तैयारी पूर्ण कर ली गई है। हमारे यहाँ 7,992 पोलिंग स्टेशन स्थापित हुए हैं और यहाँ पे 4 लोकसभा सीट्स हैं और 6 विधानसभा सीट्स पे बाय इलेक्शन हो रहा है। जो 37 कैंडिडेट्स हैं लोकसभा सीट्स के लिए, 4 सीट्स के लिए, और 25 कैंडिडेट्स हैं 6 विधानसभा सीट्स के लिए जहाँ पे बाय इलेक्शन है। हमारी काफी पार्टीज कल मूव कर गई हैं अपने पोलिंग स्टेशन पे और शेष जो पार्टीज हैं वो आज पोलिंग स्टेशन पे चली जाएंगी।
In Punjab, all arrangements have been made for Lok Sabha elections to be held tomorrow. People will get a chance to choose their candidate in a multi-cornered contest, and a total of 328 candidates, including 169 independents, are in the fray, which is the highest number so far, a report.
After a long time, there is no political alliance this time in election. In such a situation, multi-cornered contests are taking place in all 13 Lok Sabha constituencies. If we talk about voting percentage, the highest turnout of about 71% was recorded in 1967 Lok Sabha election. This time, the Election Commission has set a target of crossing 70%, and to achieve this, several campaigns have been run for voter awareness under sweep activities for the last 2.5 months. Election officials are hopeful that the voting percentage will increase tomorrow. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
We spoke to Punjab CEO Sidin C.
हमारी तरफ से सारी तैयारियां हैं, लॉजिस्टिक सारे अरेंजमेंट हमने कर चुके हैं, सिक्योरिटी पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से भी कर चुके हैं। पोलिंग पार्टीज आज डिस्पर्स हो जाएगा, आज शाम तक वो पोलिंग स्टेशन पे पहुंच जाएगा और कल सवेरे 7 बजे से लेके 6 बजे तक पोलिंग है। हमारी तरफ से सारे तैयारियां मुकम्मल हो चुकी है। 6 डिस्ट्रिक्ट आता है, अराउंड 550 किलोमीटर इंटरनेशनल बॉर्डर है हमारी, तो वहां पे ऑलरेडी BSF तैनात है, सेकंड लाइन ऑफ डिफेंस पंजाब पुलिस का है, कड़ी नजर रख रहे हैं, और बाकी सेंट्रल आर्म्ड पैरामिलिट्री फोर्सेस भी तैनात है, बॉर्डर डिस्ट्रिक्ट में ज्यादा तैनात है।
In Jammu and Kashmir, the election authorities have put in place adequate arrangements for counting of votes for the 4 Udhampur Kathua parliamentary constituencies. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that there are 12 candidates in the fray for the Udhampur parliamentary constituency. The counting of votes will be held at Government Degree College Kathua, secured with multi-tier security and round-the-clock CCTV surveillance to ensure a free and fair election process. In Jharkhand, all preparations have been completed for the final phase of polling in 3 constituencies, Godda, Dumka and Rajmahal tomorrow. Polling will be from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Over 53,24,000 electorate will decide the political fortune of 52 candidates. Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said polling parties are being dispatched to their respective booths. For most sensitive areas, polling parties have been instructed to reach before sunset. Over 50,000 jawans have been deployed in respective areas to ensure trouble-free elections. Jawans of security forces held a flag march in sensitive areas to instill confidence among the electorate. The chief electoral officer said a number of measures have been taken at each booth in view of intense heat. The Election Commission has refuted the rumours being spread ahead of the final phase of voting for the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. Talking to Akashwani, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said that the rumour regarding the increase in percentage of voter turnout was spread across the country. Dismissing those claims, Mr. Kumar said, no one can increase voter turnout in the country as the candidates and agents were provided with a copy of Form 17C, which has records of voter turnout. On the rumour regarding vote tampering, Mr. Kumar said, the Election Commission has updated all the information about voter turnout data and EVMs on its official website.
संवैधानिक संस्था होने के कारण अगर कोई आरोप भी लग रहा है तो उसको हमें जवाब देकर और सहन करना चाहिए। जैसे एक बहुत बड़ी अफवाह चलाई गई, वोटर्स का संख्या बढ़ा दी, हर पोलिंग स्टेशन पे हर कैंडिडेट को, हर एजेंट को उसको मालूम है, फॉर्म 17C की कॉपी दी गई, लेकिन 10-15 दिन तक ये माहौल चलता रहा। हमारा एक एप्लीकेशन है जिसमें कॉन्टीन्यूअस असेंबली वाइज डाटा पड़ा हुआ है।
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज। फॉर क्विक न्यूज अपडेट्स फ्रॉम द क्लॉक, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak ke saath. Lok Nirnay 2024.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi began his meditation at the Vivekananda Memorial at Kanyakumari last evening. Before beginning the meditation, he paid obeisance at the Bhagwati Amman Temple at the Shore Town. He was given a Purna Kumbh honour at the temple. He later reached the Vivekananda Memorial situated at the Bay of Bengal by M.L. Vivekananda ship. Mr. Modi will meditate till the 1st of June. In Karnataka, Hassan JDS Member of Parliament facing sex abuse charges, Prajwal Revanna, was arrested in Bengaluru International Airport last night after his arrival from Munich. The special investigation team took Prajwal Revanna in custody and will be producing him before the court and interrogate him about the sexual abuse charges against him. The special investigation team was formed after Sleaze video clips of the sexual acts went viral involving Prajwal Revanna and after the accused had left for overseas on April the 26th. Prajwal Revanna had filed anticipatory bail pleas at the principal city and sessions court for elected representatives and is posted for hearing today. In Chhattisgarh, security forces have arrested 16 Maoists from different places of Bijapur district. Of these, 11 Maoists have been arrested from Gorna Padiyarpada area under Bijapur police station area, while 5 Maoists have been arrested from Busapur area under Usur police station area. Police claim that the arrested Maoists were involved in cases of IED blast and digging up of roads to prevent movement of security forces in the area. In Manipur, the flash flood continues to wreak havoc. Imphal city has been badly affected by the flood. Most of the roads leading to Imphal town have been submerged. The Raj Bhavan and surrounding areas have also been submerged in the water. The Khwairam Band Ima market and other markets looked deserted as water inundated the area. The Manipur police, Army, Assam Rifles, NDRF and SDRF have been pressed into rescue operations. The Lok Tak Development Authority also joined in the rescue works and around 800 persons have been shifted to safer areas. In Senapati district, the dead body of a woman who was drowned in the river has been recovered. 3 temporary camps have already been opened in the district for the flood-affected families. The state government announced a general holiday for all government offices, including PSUs, autonomous bodies, banks and financial institutions, for today and tomorrow, considering the situation in the state. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that severe heat wave conditions over northwest and central India will start to reduce gradually from today. These regions include parts of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand and Odisha. A gradual fall in maximum temperatures by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius is expected over northwest and central India during the next 4 days. Though Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbh and Uttarakhand will continue to face heat wave conditions today. Meanwhile, the IMD has also forecast that southwest monsoon has advanced over Kerala and most parts of northeast India. The weather agency said that widespread to moderate rainfall, thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds will descend over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Sikkim during the next 6 days. In Jammu and Kashmir, the death toll following yesterday's accident has mounted to 22. The mishap occurred when an overloaded bus carrying pilgrims hailing from Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan to Shivkhori in Riasi district rolled down into the deep gorge in Akhnoor area of Jammu district. 69 others were injured following the accident. Immediately after the accident, residents of the area, Akhnoor, police and army from the nearby Tanda unit rushed to the spot and launched rescue operations. All the injured were shifted to sub-district hospital Akhnoor, from where the critically injured were referred to GMC Hospital Jammu. In the meantime, District Magistrate Jammu has ordered a magisterial inquiry to investigate the cause of accident. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed condolences to the families of the deceased. Sri Lanka has urged Russia to immediately stop sending Lankan ex-military personnel now serving as mercenaries to the military operations against Ukraine. Sri Lankan State Minister of Foreign Affairs, Taraka Balasuriya, said that the government has made an official request in this regard till a decision is made after a meeting between Russian diplomats and Lanka's defense ministry. He said that 455 complaints have been received so far with regard to Sri Lankans who have been fighting for Russia. So far, 16 Sri Lankans have gone missing, while 37 were reported injured, he added. Foreign ministers of the NATO member states will hold a two-day informal meeting in Prague to discuss support for Ukraine and preparations for the July NATO summit in Washington. In World Olympic Boxing Qualifier in Bangkok, Thailand, India's Ankushita Boro in 60-kilogram category entered into the quarterfinals with a 4-1 win over Kazakh pugilist. Nishant Dev in 71kg also entered the quarterfinals with a convincing 5-0 win over Pirapat Yasunganeon of Thailand. Earlier, Arundhati Chaudhary registered a convincing victory in 66kg weight category to reach the pre-quarterfinals. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sunil. 2 months on, curtains come down on campaign for 18th Lok Sabha, writes the Times of India. Third gender turnout is rising since 2014. Goa topped the list this year with 75%, writes the paper. The death of pilgrims travelling to Shivkhori cave shrine due to their bus falling into a gorge in Jammu has been reported on the front pages of most dailies. The Ministry of External Affairs has responded to former Pakistan PM Nawaz Sharif's statement that Pakistan had violated the Lahore Declaration Pact with India in 1999, saying there is an objective view emerging in Pakistan, reports the Asian Age. Startup Agnikul launches world's first rocket with fully 3D printed engine, headlines the Hindu. Amid soaring temperatures across India, monsoon in Kerala and the northeast states has arrived ahead of scheduled, writes Hindustan Times. With that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. All preparations are in place for the final phase of Lok Sabha elections taking place tomorrow. Hassan MP Prajwal Revanna arrested in Bengaluru on charges of sexual abuse. In Chhattisgarh, security forces arrest 16 Maoists from different parts of Bijapur district. Flash flood continues to wreak havoc in Manipur. And in boxing, India's Ankushita Boro enters the quarterfinals in Bangkok. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.